the break.
弟兄姐妹及来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们都知道再过几天就是 Halloween。
We know that in a few days, Halloween would be here.
我相信有很多人都很困扰。
I think some people may find it troubling.
到底要不要去让小孩子去
？Should we allow our children to participate?
有些人觉得说，哎呀，到邻居让小孩子到邻居去走一走啊，还有认识很多人，也不是好事吗
？Some people may think that isn't it a good idea to have our children visit the neighborhood and get to know our neighbors? That's not a bad thing.
我们今天就要从圣经来看一看啊，因为保罗说万事都可行，但是不都有益处。
Well, we want to take a look at this event from a biblical perspective. We know that in the book of Romans, Paul says that all things are possible, but not all things are beneficial.
万事都可行，但都不造就人。
All things are permissible, but not all things are edifying.
万事都可行，但不一定都能够荣耀神。
All things are permissible, but not necessarily all things glorify God.
首先我要提一下，我们今天的经文是从生命记还有撒加利亚书来的。
The scripture passage today are from Deuteronomy and the book of Zechariah.
我们知道生命记是摩西五经的一部分。
The book of Deuteronomy is one of the Pentateuch, the five books written by Moses.
为什么神要给人律法？
Why did God give men the laws?
其实律法总结起来，我们可以说只有十诫。
If you summarize all the law, you can say that they are the Ten Commandments.
但是这十诫的精神把它总归起来就是最大的诫命。
Then if you summarize the Ten Commandments, you can say that they are in fact the two greatest commandments.
第一诫到第四诫是教导我们要尽心、尽性、尽意的爱神。
Commandments 1 through 4 tell us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
是我们跟人、跟神的关系。
Speaks of the relationship we have with God.
第五诫到第十诫是提到人跟人之间的关系。
Then Commandment 5 through 10 talks about the relationship between men and men.
就是要爱人如己。
It is to love our neighbors as ourselves.
如果我们把第五诫到第十诫有一个图来看的话，它是从小一直到大的一个范围。
If you use a pictorial depiction of Commandments 5 through 10, you can see thatThe commandments progresses in the area that encompass in a human life.
第一个是说要孝敬父母，是从家里的范围。
First one talks about honoring your parents, so it starts with the realm of the family.
如果你不知道十诫在哪里的话，请你打开出埃及记第二十章。
If you're not familiar with where the Ten Commandments come from, then please turn your Bible to Exodus chapter 20.
第三节到第七节是前面的三诫。
Verses 3 through 7 talks about the first several commandments.
第三节是第一诫。
Verse 3 is commandment 1.
第四节到第六节是第二诫。
Verses 4 through 6 is the second commandment.
第七节是第三诫。
Verse 7 is the third commandment.
第八节到十一节是第四诫。
Verses 8 through 11 is the fourth commandment.
第五诫是十二节。
The fifth commandment is in verse 12.
圣经讲说这一节是带应许的诫命。
The Bible tells us that this is a commandment that comes with a promise.
当孝敬父母时，你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you.
这个范围是在家里，从父母开始，孝敬父母开始。
So this is the aspect that covers the family relationships. It starts from honoring your parents.
那第二圈是第十三节。不可杀人是第六诫，就提到生命的问题。
The sixth commandment is in verse 13, you shall not murder.
因为每一个人都是按着神的形象造的，都是很尊贵。
This speaks of the realm that pertains to life, because every life is sacred and it, because it is created by God.
然后再来，第七诫神是圣洁的，说不可奸淫。
Commandment number 7 is in verse 14, you shall not commit adultery.
是这个性的关系的圣洁。
Talks about holiness with respect to sexual behaviors.
第八戒是财物的关系，不可偷盗。
The 8th commandment talks about our view on material possessions. It speaks of not stealing.
第九戒是不可作假见证，是要施法的公正。
The 9th commandment talks about the justice with regards to a legal system, and it tells us in verse 16 that you shall not give false testimonies against your neighbor.
第十诫是不可贪恋人的房屋，不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并一切他所有的。
Commandment number 10 is in verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
So, 第十戒是最后一个总结起来的人，从人的内心意念开始。事实上，每一戒从第五戒到第十戒都是跟人的内心意念有关系的。
So, commandment number 10 speaks of the inner thought and motivations of a man's conduct. And in fact, it is a summary of the last five commandments, because every single one of those commandments speaks of the aspect of a man's inner thoughts.
所以你看，尽心、尽性、尽力的爱谁，是从心里开始；爱人如己，也是从自己心里开始。
So love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. Starts with loving your neighbors as yourself.
十诫是神给我们人类的尤其是给他的子民的伦理的总纲。
The Ten Commandments is a guideline and it's a summary of the moral standards that God wants men to have as they live.
信仰跟生活结合在一起。
It is a combination and a reconciliation between our life as well as our faith.
如果没有道，就没有德。
If we don't have the proper morality, we will not have the right ethical behavior.
所以要神的道，才有真正能够活出道德的生活出来。所以说有人讲说要以德治国，但是没有道哪能以德来治国治家呢？
So some people say that we should have ethical behaviors in the society, but if we don't have the proper moral principles, how can we have a society that is governed by ethics?
所以你看十诫的跟神呢，就是道，就是第一诫到第四诫是上帝的道。
So the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments, the Ten Commandments are the moral principles that God gives us.
然后后面的五戒到十戒是人活出来的那个伦理。
So the commandments from commandment 1 through 4 is God's moral principles, and then commandments 5 through 10 is the ethical behavior that we would have between men and men.
法国的诺贝尔得奖的文学家叫做Anatole Francis.
There's a French philosopher.
他是诺贝尔的。
He's a Nobel Prize winner.
他说：“你看，美国国会制定的法律有差不多有4000万条。
”He says that the U.S. Congress has up to 40 million laws within the legal system.
目的是要实践十诫的理想。
And the purpose is to establish the ideal of the Ten Commandments.
有没有看到每个律师 他造那个背景的时候，他后面都一排一大把的书柜都摆满了这些法律的书籍条文，对不对
？Have you seen the pictures and the photos for lawyers? If you see them, you'll see that they take a picture and the background is bookshelves after bookshelves full of legal books.
所以你把所有的有关于政治、经济各行各业的法律啊，还有医学方面啊，都民法、刑事法加起来4000万条。
If you add up all the laws that govern every aspect of our society, that covers the economics, that covers the government, that talks about both the civil and the criminal laws, you add them all up, then there are some 40 million laws.
为什么要有这么多的法律呢？
So why are there so many laws in this country?
因为人没有办法真正遵守实际从生命上有改变的时候，你外面的这个规条总是规定不完，总是有漏网的地方。
Because no matter how hard you try to legislate and to prevent a bad behavior, there are always rooms where there are still people who can still behave improperly.
美国的第二任总统是 John Adams.
The second U.S. President, John Adams.
十诫和登山宝训是我信仰和生活的准绳。
He said that the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount is the principle in which guides his life and his faith.
如果人没有十诫跟登山宝训做他信仰生活的准绳的时候，怪不得要有那么多的法律来约束他。
If a person does not have the Ten Commandments or the Sermon on the Mount as the moral principles that guides his life, then that person would need all these laws in order to for him to properly behave.
美国一个很有名的受欢迎的演讲家叫 Zig Ziglar.
There's a very popular a speaker in America. His name is Zig Ziglar.
他说，如果上帝要我们过一个自由放纵的生活，他会是给我们十个建议，而不是颁布十条诫命。
He said that if God wants us to have a very free and indulgent life,And then God will give us 10 suggestions instead of 10 commandments.
所以神的律法我们听遵行就蒙福。
So when we come to God's laws and his commandments, if we obey them, then we will be blessed.
我们看律法书都知道，如果不去听或是不去行，听了不去行，神则说最后的结果是咒诅。
If you read the book of the laws, then you'll realize that it says that if you only listen but you do not obey, then you will be cursed.
现在我们先打开《生命记》十八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我们先用中文来念第九节到第十四节，然后念完以后，请 James 用英文带领我们来念英文。
We will read verses 9 through 14, first together in Chinese and then together in English.
第九节到十四节中文的来，你到了耶和华你神所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎恶的事，你不可学着行。你们中间不可有人使儿女惊惑，也不可有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的、用迷术的、教诲的、行巫术的、过阴的、凡行这些事的，都为耶和华所憎恶。因那些国民行这些可憎恶的事，所以耶和华你的神将他们从你面前赶出。你要在耶和华你神的面前做完全人，因你所要住的那些国民都听信观照的和占卜的，至于你耶和华你的神从来不许你这样行。
Deuteronomy 18 verses 9 through 14, let's read it together. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, and because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you will dispossess listen to those who practice sorcery or divination, but as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so.
让我们再打开撒加利亚书，是旧约的最后第二卷书的第十章。
Then let us turn our Bible to Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah is the second to the last of the book in the Old Testament.
第十章的第二节。
Chapter 10, verse 2.
找到，我们先中文来练一次。来，因为家神所言的是虚空，卜筮所见的是虚假，做梦者所说的是假梦。他们白白的安慰人，所以众人如羊流离，因无牧人就受苦。
Zechariah chapter 10 verse 2. The idols speak deceit. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false.They give comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander like sheep, oppressed for lack of a shepherd.
今天的布里登上面，他打了一行字，是在《申命记》第四章二十四节：“耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是祭血的神。”
There's a verse that's printed in the bulletin today from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. It says, "The Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God."
因为祭血的神就是意思说神是圣洁的，那些会败坏人让人灭亡的事情啊，都不可去做。
God is a jealous God means that he is a God who detests anything that is evil and that anything that leads to immorality.
而且那些事都是虚假的啊，那些假神所带来的教导或者信仰都是虚假的，神是真实真诚可信的，所以他恨恶那些。
And not only so, because anything that is taught by the false God, anything that has to do with a divination or witchcraft, they're all false. And since God is the only true God, he hates those things.
我们先来看一下那个万鬼节的来源。
Let us take a look at the origin of Halloween.
十月的三十一号，它被称为是死人的庆祝死亡的节日。
October 31st was considered a day that celebrates death.
就是爱尔兰人他们有一个民族一个种族啊，他们庆祝说那一天就是好像从生到死的一个过程。
It stems from a Celtic tradition that their druids or their priests, they celebrate such a day that has to do with when a life crosses over to death.
然后他们那一天怎么庆祝呢？就是有巫婆啊，在晚上的时候做一些仪式。
And the way that they celebrate such a night is that they have some witches that would do some kind of a ceremony.
那他们敬拜一个那个鬼叫做 Samhain 哈、啊，那就是说也从那一年当作是第一年啊，他们的巫术年的第一年。
And also for these witches, that celebration of the Halloween marks the beginning of their witchcraft calendar, they call that the Feast of Samhain.
然后他们那一天就是说要跟死去的那些鬼灵哈、来通灵。
And they use that day and the celebration as an opportunity to communicate with the spirits.
所以就有各种各样的通灵的方式，有些是通过观星罩啦、水晶球啦，或是杀一些祭物，然后把它剥开以后，看它的肝脏的颜色，然后看那个指示是怎么样的。
And so their witchcraft in understanding and communicating with the dead has many different methods. It could be astrology. It could be looking at a crystal ball. It could also be the killing of some animals and then seeing how its inner guts were spilled or the color of inside of a body to determine what the message from the dead would be.
有些人就是要躺在死人的坟墓里面，听到看看能不能从那个死者来的什么信息。
Some people will lie in the tomb trying to see if they can receive any message from the dead.
这个风俗是从以前他们呢，我们刚刚不是读过那个生命记吗？他们还有杀人献祭啊，还有那些跟那些一直有关联过来的。
We read earlier in the book of Deuteronomy talking about how they would even kill people as offering to their gods, and they're all related.
有人讲说，为什么最近有不是最近，就是说一直有小孩子啊失踪，或是一些女的被绑架啊，就是说他们被绑架去以后，在献祭这些拜魔鬼的啦，做什么的啦，通灵无数的，他们献祭的时候真的是把人拿来献祭。
There are those who say that the recent abductions of young children or abduction of women, they end up being in the hands of the Satan worshippers or those who offer human sacrifices.
然后他们那一天，讲说，还有一个说法就是说，那天很多的鬼魂啊，他们会起来，要回去到他们以前住过的地方。
There are also a tradition that says that on that day, that is when the spirits will return back to the places where they used to live.
所以有些人乡村的居民他想说，诶，我住这个房子已经很久了，那不晓得有几代人住过，那不晓得有多少鬼魂又回来来拜访我。
So there are people who believe that if they lived in an old house, and they would wonder how many different generations of people had lived there, and so on that day, they would have so many spirits or ghosts that would come and visit them.
所以他们就穿了一些很奇怪的、很可怕的衣服，为的是要把那些来造访的那些鬼把它吓走。
So they would, then the people who live in the house would dress up in scary costumes and in hopes of scaring away those ghosts or spirit that would want to come and visit.
或是有些人他就把食物放在门口，就是说他们来的时候啊，让他们吃一吃以后不要进来，免得把房子还有作物啊、牲畜都破坏了。
There are also people who would prepare some meals outside the house in the hopes that these ghosts and spirits will come and have a meal outside and not enter into the property so that they won't cause any damage.
所以就变成今天那个 trick or treat, 所以一家挨家挨户的去trick or treat.
And that is the origin of the practice of trick or treat, where people would go from door to door and knock on the doors and trick or treat.
不但是这样，他们为了达到真的是把那些鬼赶走的一个更好的效果，就是用南瓜去雕刻小鬼头鬼王的头的。
And in order to further prevent these ghosts and spirits to come and visit, they would take a pumpkin and they would make it into a jack-o'-lantern. Actually, that is the image of the head of the king of the dead.
有时候他们晚上的时候，他们就把它点灯放在那个南瓜里面。
And so at night, they would light the pumpkin up with a candle.
所以这为什么现在那个过这个鬼节的时候都有这个 jack-o'-lantern 的原因就在这里。
And that's why you see the jack-o'-lantern during Halloween.
好，那为什么不参加万鬼节？有好几个理由啊，我愿意跟大家分享一下。
So why do we not participate in Halloween? And there are several reasons I'd like to share with you.
因为现在有的学校啊，越来越不注重这些有带有宗教性质的节日。
One reason is because the schools today pay less and less attention to any holidays that has a religious connotation.
你看到圣诞节的时候，他们就给他一个 winter break, 就是冬假啊，就是冬天的，给他一个休息。
So we see now that during Christmas, they give the students a winter break.
那个复活节的时间就给他放春假。
And during Easter, they would give a spring break.
但是很多的跟异教有关的节日，他们学校还鼓励学生去参加。
However, any holidays that are of the occult, they actually encourage students' participation.
所以他们忘记了这个神为什么祝福这个国家，是因为在立国的时候有一批敬虔爱神的清教徒住在这个国家。
That is because the schools today have forgotten that at the founding of this nation, there were a group of Puritans, people who believe in God and were faithful to God.
今天他们不准说庆祝这个节日，而且也把十诫从学校都拿走了。
Not only do they disallow the celebration of these holidays, they actually are removing the Ten Commandments from the schools.
所以我们就看到这个他拿走的后果。你看，本来十诫就可以管理人的心，现在要四千万条。
Do you see the result of the removing of the Ten Commandments? It used to only require 10 laws. Now you need some 40 plus million laws in order to control human behavior.
而且现在美国很多的节日都已经变质了，成为商人来促销他产品的一个时机。
Moreover, the celebrations of these so-called holidays in the United States today have really changed in its core, and in fact, it has become an opportunity for profit.
而且就是说告诉你说你一定要过这个节，你一定要过这个节。
Now, the businesses are telling the people, you must celebrate this holiday, you must celebrate this day.
所以你看就有很多的跟这个节相配合的很多很多的东西就出来了。
And so you see a lot of things that are associated with these holidays that's on the marketplace.
所以你看那个商店哦，它每到一个节一个什么节的时候啊，它就很多的东西你看商店在变换那个摆设东西，你就知道另外一个节日又来了。
So you go to the stores and you'll see a lot of products, merchandise being sold, and you see as they change, you'll realize that another holiday is about to come.
第三个理由，其实这个节日哦，只是一部分的美国人在过节而已。
Well, the truth is that for these holidays, only a portion of the people in America are celebrating it.
有很多的国家根本的不庆祝这个节日。
A lot of other people from other nations do not celebrate this holiday.
所以我们可以说这个节日为什么会这样的？今天好像逼得很多小孩子啊、家长啊都要去参加，乃是从刚刚我讲的第二点那个商人造成的。
And so the reason why you see so many children and their families and parents participating in it is because of the second point that I mentioned earlier. It is created by the businesses.
然后这个节日带来了一个负面的效果，就是很多不必要的花费。
So there's a negative consequence is that because of the celebration of the holiday, that they incur a lot of unnecessary costs.
你看，它有 Halloween 的袋子，还有纽扣。
You have the Halloween bags and you have the Halloween pin.
然后要出去吹过去的时候，又要特地买它的一种特别的袋子去装糖果。
You have to buy a special bag for the kids to use for trick-or-treating to carry their candy.
而且你还要穿那些他们设计的各种昂贵的、价钱不一的那个服装。
You have to buy costumes for the children, and actually some of these costumes are rather costly.
哦，还有那个贴纸。
You have to buy stickers.
哦，还有穿那个 T 恤衫。
You have to wear a T-shirt.
而且甚至于那个 iPhone 的 case 哦。
You can even buy iPhone case.
上面有那 Halloween 的那些 design.
With a Halloween design on them.
哦，还有戴那个项链。
You can wear a necklace.
还有帽子，各式各样的，五花八门的都有。
You can have different hats for it, and they just have all sorts of ideas that they come up with.
而且告诉小孩子说，这个非有不可，非有不可。
Then they tell the children that you must have this.
如果你不有的话，好像人家都有了，为什么你的小孩子没有？
Because if you don't give it to them, then they will wonder how come all the other children have it, but you don't have it.
还有一点是对小孩子的健康有害。
Also, this is bad for children's health.
他吃了太多的糖。
They eat too many candies.
如果说去出游去一麻袋的糖果回来的话，吃不完它又会坏掉。
If you bring back a whole bag of candies and you can't finish them, then the candy will go bad.
吃了太多糖有什么后果呢？
What's the adverse effect of having too many candy?
当然，第一个牙齿会蛀牙。
First, you'll have cavities.
有些人就会变成第二种的小孩子就变成有那个糖尿病
，and then some kids will also become diabetic，
或是过胖
，or they would be overweight。
所以你看， 带来这么多啊，有时候啊，有些坏心的人在糖果里面藏了针。
Then there are also some people with evil intent. They would hide. They would put needles inside the candies.
啊，就是那时候我们在 Ohio 的时候，有一阵子啊，就流行什么他们在把糖果里面放那个针，让小孩子吃进去的时候刺到他喉咙啊等等。
When I was in Ohio for a while, that seemed to be a popular thing to do. People put needles in the candy so that when the children eat of the candy, then the needle would get stuck in their throat.
或是他们碰了放了一些什么东西跟那个糖果混在一起，你都不知道。
Or they may put other things inside the candy and mix it up, and you have no idea what they are.
所以说哈，真的是要很小心。
So of course, you must be very careful.
而且我们的年轻人呢，我们以后你成家以后，你不要想说，哎呀，这个没有关系啊，也让你的下一代去，也真的是要很小心。
Also, for our young people, you need to be careful, be mindful. One day you will have your own family, and you need to be careful for your own children.
然后我们再来看说，事实上啊，那个日子啊，没有什么特别。
And if we look at this day, we will realize that really it is not a very special day.
不是说那一天你又非庆祝不可，事实上日子是按着人定的。
It is not that there's something special about the day because the day was set by men.
你看主耶稣讲说安息日，我们人不是为安息日定的，安息日是为人而定的。
Jesus said that the Sabbath, was not established for men, rather men were established for the Sabbath.
日子重要是因为安息日里面的内容，安息日是神规定的，安息日是上帝要施恩给人的日子。
The reason why a day is important, such as Sabbath, the reason why Sabbath is important is because of the meaning of Sabbath.
你看十诫里面一到三是对上帝的，五到六是对人的，安息日当然是对神，它是正好放在这两部分的中间。
Within the Ten Commandments, Commandments 1 through 3 deals with God directly, and Commandments 5 through 10 deals with interpersonal relationship. And you see verse 4, Commandment 4 is for keeping the Sabbath. And of course, it is with respect to God, but you see it is placed in between the commandments to God and also to men.
所以那天我们是在调整我们跟神的关系啊，领受神的恩典，然后调整跟人的关系。
So on the day of Sabbath is a day where we would adjust our relationship with God as well as examine our relationship with other people.
所以日子重要的原因乃是管理到日子里面啊的内容，那个日子是谁定的。
And so the reason why one particular day may be important, it is because of the content of that day, and also it pertains to who is the one who has set aside that day.
所以你看那个 Halloween, 你没有什么特别的理由说 why 一定要过它。
And so if you think of Halloween, there really isn't any particular reason for you to say you must observe the day.
如果说你不过它，也不能说，哎，你为什么不过它 ？Why not？ 也没有什么特别说你不可以讲说 Why not？
And so there are no reason to say why you should, but of course there are no particular reason for you to say why not either.
所以你看这个日子跟安息日完全是不一样的。
And so of course you see this day is completely different than the Sabbath day.
而且我们刚刚已经看过了这个Halloween 的来源就是跟神所不喜悦那些异教的一些拜鬼的传统有关。
And we see that also earlier that the origin of Halloween has to do with people who are worshiping the dead.
记得神是忌血的神。
Remember that God is a jealous God.
第七点，我们来看，他引诱小孩子贪心。
Number seven, it causes the children to be greedy.
因为他每一家挨家挨户的去给我糖啊，给我糖啊。
Because the children are going door to door asking asking for candies from people.
如果他们讲的时候，人家就给他。
And of course, if they say this, then people will give them candy.
所以他会想说，耶，如果以后你不给我啊，我就像崔哥崔一样，不给我就捣蛋啦。
And so that's exactly why they go trick or treat, because if you don't give them any treat, then they're going to play tricks on you.
所以就是后来就变成一些小孩子说啊，他们哭了一定要什么东西，如果不家长不给他，他反而更加的哭了更厉害，或是更加的不听话。
And you see children having this bad habit in which they would cry if they don't get anything, and they are disobedient to their parents. Whatever they ask for, they want. Otherwise, they will cry.
所以这造成他们更加的贪的心理。
And so reinforces their greediness.
而且这个出一个罪的活动还有两个不好的影响。
There are also two more adverse effects of trick or treating.
第一个是 one to belong 一体哦，大家都在做，那为什么我不能去啊？我好像被人家排斥一样。
One is it causes them to feel the need for a sense of belonging because they would ask, why can't I do it? Because all the other kids are doing it.
哦，现在大家都穿那个裙子短到已经快要短到裤带了，为什么我不能穿？
Everybody is wearing short skirt. The skirt is so short, you almost can't cover anything. Why is it that everybody's wearing and I can't wear that?
你看，都会造成这种心理。
So it creates this kind of a attitude.
如果你不让我这样穿，那我的朋友都不接纳我，那我怎么办？
Well, if you don't let me dress this way, then my friends won't accept me. What am I going to do?
如果大家都把那个鼻子上穿了三四个那个鼻环，我没有穿，那怎么办？
If all my friends have nose rings and I don't have any, what am I going to do?
还有另外一个就是说，每一个人都必须要有。
And also, this is an attitude that children have, is that because everybody else has it, I must have it.
所以因为他们有，所以我要有。
Because they have it, I need to have it as well.
所以以前有个老姊妹，她就说：“哎呀，她很感叹她家里的两个小孙女。”
There's a sister, and she was worried about her two grandchildren.
因为他们的小孙女哦，衣服是赶流行的。
The two granddaughters, they love to wear a dress what's in fashion.
哦，每一套都是几百块几百块，但是一下子流行就过去，这样一套一套要一直买一直买。
The outfits that they buy would be hundreds of dollars, but the moment the fashion changes, then they would need to buy new clothes.
因为每一个他知道的有些小孩子啦，或是那些他们崇拜的那些美国的偶像啊，都有这样的装饰。
Because these outfits are worn by people who are in fashion and actually are the celebrities that they worship.
那你知道吗？那个当2005年 Katrina 台风吹到纽奥良的时候
，You know, in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina came to New Orleans,
一夜之间好多人的房子都淹走了，财产都损失了。
Overnight, people lost their homes, they lost their properties.
所以很多弟兄姐教会的弟兄姐妹觉得说：“哎呀，你看人生真的是靠不住了。”
So a lot of brothers and sisters, they were just reflecting on the event. They said, nothing in this world is dependable.
你看整个衣橱里面 的衣服都变成烂泥巴。
Because your entire closet is turned into mud.
所以他们有些人就回到家里就把二楼，因为二楼没有淹到嘛，里面没有用的那些衣服就赶快拿出去捐给 Salvation Army 或是 Goodwill Store。
So a lot of people went home, they would take the clothes that they don't need on the second floor because the second floor was not flooded, and they would take those clothes and they would donate it to Salvation Army and give it to the people who are in need.
里面好多衣服都还挂着牌子了。
There are a lot of clothes that were hung in the closet, they still had the tags because they were never worn.
他们就知道说我们要过一个简单的生活。
They learned that we need to live a life that is simple.
因为圣经告诉我们，有一天神要审判这个世界的时候，末日一来，什么都没有了。
They also learned that the Bible teaches us that the end time is near, and one day we will lose all our material possession.
所以我们应该注重那个最永恒啊，真的是最我们永生有关系的。
And so we need to focus on those things that have eternal values.
所以就会引诱小孩子贪心，而且是在一个坏的方面是更不好的。
And so this.It entices the children to be greedy and entices them to form bad habits.
然后最后一个不应该庆祝Halloween 的理由是会招来蒙面的怪人。
And lastly, the reason why we should not celebrate Halloween is because you might invite the masked strangers to the door.
你知道吗？那个 最近我就听说说有很多那个一些社区本来很好的社区啊，慢慢的都小偷都跑进来了。
I've heard of stories recently more and more that there are communities, some communities that were considered very good communities, now people are getting thieves coming to steal things from them.
有些坏人就是利用这个 Halloween 的时候他去做坏事情。
A lot of people use Halloween as the day to burglarize others.
对不对？如果他，因为那天人家来敲门，你不可以不开门啊。
Because on that day, if anyone knocks on your door, you cannot not open the door.
如果来的是个蒙面人，你也不可以不理他啦。
So even if it was a person coming who is a masked person, you cannot ignore them.
因为你就认为说那一天来蒙面的就是只是来吹个吹而已。
Maybe a person who shows up behind a mask, you may consider the person as a trick-or-treater.
如果在平常啊，有人来敲门又蒙面的，你会让开门吗？会理他吗？
Normally, if anyone shows up at your door and they're wearing a mask, would you open the door and answer?
你当然会有警觉心，不会吗？
Of course, you would have this, you would have a sense of warning, and you won't open your door to them.
所以，如果家里只有小孩子的啊、妇人呢、啊，或者只有老人呢、啊，要特别的小心。
So for homes, for households that are with elderly people or just a woman and children, you need to be especially careful.
因为坏人他可能借这个机会来敲门，然后打开一看，哎，里面都只是老人、小孩子、妇人。他如果要干坏事情，你怎么办呢？
If your household is consisted of elderly people or just women and children, then if someone wants to come and wreak havoc to your household, what would you do?
那有些人说，那怎么办？我们基督徒怎么办呢？
So some people say, well, what should we do then as Christians?
有几个建议，有几个例子我跟大家分享一下。
I have some examples that I may share with you.
有些家庭哦，他就在糖果里面放了福音单张，说：“哎，我们是基督徒，我们不是要过 Halloween， 但是我，他是顺便把福音传出去，就告诉他，为什么不过？但是我还是送给你，里面有福音单张或是什么这样的，愿他真正认识上帝。”
Some families would package their candies, and they may put a gospel tract in there and try to explain to the neighbors why they don't celebrate Halloween, but yet they still invite them to share the candies and mostly the gospel tracts in the hopes that they would come to know Christ.
那告诉他，明年如果这个时候啊，你到我们教会的那个哈利路亚那里来。
You can invite the neighbors and say, next year this time you can come to our church and join the Hallelujah night.
有些教会在同一天的举行叫做秋收节，就是说让小孩子到教会玩一些游戏啦等等哦，不要去吹过去。
Some churches would have on the Halloween night, they would have something called a harvest festival, and they would invite children and neighbors to come to the church to play some games and have some candies, and they encourage them not to participate in the trick-or-treating.
有些家庭他是就是也不但换福音单张，还告诉他为什么我们不应该庆祝这个鬼节的原因也给那些吹过去的人知道。
Some people not only do they share the gospel tracts, they would also try to explain the reason why they don't celebrate Halloween, and it would explain that to their neighbors.
有些家庭干脆就把门关起来，就出去外面带全家人去教会啦，或是去吃晚餐等等，他就把门窗都关起来。
And some people, they just take that evening as an opportunity to spend time with the family. They may go to church, or they may just go and enjoy a family meal together. They turn off their lights and they shut all their doors and windows.
有些家庭他就把门关起来，躲在里面，但是为这些来往往的这些小孩子邻居祷告。
Some people will stay at home, but they will also shut their doors and windows and turn off the lights, but they will pray for the children and the neighbors that are passing by.
就希望说神能够开他们眼睛，有一天让他们认识真正的神他不会去庆祝这种鬼节。
Praying for them and asking that they will come to know God And so that in the future, they will also not participate in the celebration of Halloween.
我不晓得今年我们的家长你看会怎么做。
I don't know what our parents would do this year.
但是我们教会在礼拜六的晚上啊，就是下个不是本周六的再来的礼拜六晚上27号，有为小孩子举办的哈利路亚之夜。
However, at our church this coming Saturday, we have an event for the children. It's called the Hallelujah Night.
我希望如果有家长有小孩子，可以带他来参加，或是邀请邻居的家长带小孩子来参加。
I hope our parents, not only will you bring your own children to church for that event, but you also invite the children of your neighbors to come for that event.
所以基于以上的理由，我们基督徒不庆祝鬼节。
And so because of these reasons, Christians do not celebrate Halloween.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的神，我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear God and our dear Lord, we give you thanks and we praise your name.
谢谢主，你不但创造了这宇宙的万有，你还留下你的圣言给我们。
Lord, we thank you that not only have you created the heaven and the earth, but also you gave us your precious words.
让我们能够认识你的爱子耶稣基督，能够蒙恩得救。
Through your words, we may come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may know of your salvation.
让我能够明白你对这个人类宇宙有什么计划。
So that we may understand what plans you have for the man you created.
让我明白什么是你所喜悦的，是蒙福之道，什么是神不喜悦的，是会遭到咒诅的。
Your words help us to understand what are the things that would cause us to please you, and what are the things that would cause us to be cursed.
我们为这个国家来祷告。
We pray for this nation.
这个国家把那些真实的、美善的、公义的、有美名的，都一件一件的丢去。
Because this country has forsaken anything that is good, that is honoring, and that it pertains to you.
因为我们知道一切美善的恩典都是从神来的。
We know that all good things and all things that are perfect come from you.
不但是把那些丢弃，他们还迎接那些真是带给人走在黑暗里面，会让人更加的贪心让人堕落犯罪的那些所有的事情。
Not only has this country forsaken all that is good and perfect, they have replaced it with things that causes greediness and causes sin in our lives.
求主你来复兴你的教会。
Lord, revive your own church.
让我们敢于活出不同的生活来
，so that we have courage to live a life that is different.
在这个邪恶、弯曲、变妙的时代里边，能够把你的道活出来
，so that in this evil and crooked world, we may be able to live a life that is consistent with your word.
我们不是说那些去参加 Halloween 的人都是非常坏的人，不是这样子。
We're not saying that anyone who participates in Halloween are bad and evil people.
但是我们希望他们能够认识真神，能够得救。
But our desire is that they may come to know the true God and be saved.
使用我们每个弟兄姐妹称为你恩典荣耀的见证人。
Use each and every one of our brothers and sisters so that we may become a witness to your grace.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.